Daf Kedushin Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph Sher Yod Gimel.
Yeah. You ready?
Ready.
You ready? Everyone's got ammo? Anyone needs ammo? You got ammo? Guns blazing. You ready? Got ammo? He's got ammo. Okay, Heiliger, Rabbeisai, Heiliger, Heiliger Gemara. Zokte Heiliger Gemara. Shmuel, anyone else here? Yeah, there is. No, there isn't. Yes, there is. No. No. Zavi Hamster. What's up with that? It's Menachem. And Kesef Amar Chizki Adam Akra Vehefta Melamet Shemegirai Pekdoina Veyoyte Tana Vekoinetz Atzma Vekesef Shava Kesef Vemishtar Bishlame Kesef Dichzimi Kesef Miknasai Shava Kesef Nami Yashiv Geulasai Amar Rachmane Le'abay Shava Kesef Ki Kesef Ela Hay Shtar Hey Chidami. What's going on with the shtar? Ilaim at the Kesef Le'ishtara Adame or Adme. Even say talking about the shtar on the money. Hainu Kesef. The question is, what are you writing? Giving me another thing. It's the same thing as Kesef. Hainu Kesef. Dochta Zel Bekazach. We're assuming now who wrote the shtar. The Eved wrote the shtar. Ela Shichur. No, it's not the Eved writing the shtar. It's the Adin writing the shtar. So the Gemara shtar lomeli. So what do you need the shtar for? Leimalei ba'ape tre. Let him say in front of two people. Zil. What does Zil mean?
Go.
Inami ba'ape beidina Zil. Or say in front of Bezdin.
Go.
That's the Gemara's question. So what do you need a shtar for? Shichur. What do you need a shtar for? Let him just say go. Amarav zoy sameres evid ivri gufa kani. V'rav shemachal al giroine en giroine machal. Evid ivri gufa kani. And therefore, rav shemachal al giroine en giroine machal. In other words, the Gemara was suggesting Zil. What was the Gemara suggesting? It should work me din.
Mechila.
That's the Gemara saying. Rav shemachal al giroine en giroine machal. It's not going to work. Seems to be pshat. So the Gemara is every gufa kani. Rav shemachal al giroine and giroine machal. The Gemara is suggesting Zil is going to work. Me din mechila. The shtei to mechila is not going to work. So how is it going to have to work with shtar shichur? Okay, let's see Rashi. Says Rashi. Says Gemara lama li shtar. What do you need a shtar for? Ha ein gufa kani ela choiv mamain avoda sheish shanim sheyesh alaf. Where is that here? Who's there? Where is it? Oh. Got it. So we were bothered in the Rashi over here. What's Rashi saying? Why is Rashi saying, Avoida Sheish Shanim Sheyesh Alav? Why is Rashi talking about Sheish Shanim? Is the Din Shtar only when it's Avoida Sheish Shanim? In other words, Machru Bezdin, how long is he Machru for? Sheish. It's always sheish. True. Meicher atzmai. So machloikes. Rabbi Lazar says sheish. Chacham say sheish v'yeser al sheish. So
stam is sheish.
Rashi holds stam is sheish. So is this just an example? Rashi is just using sheish as an example here. Ha'in guf v'kani el choyv mamon avoidas sheish shanim sheish alav. Yeah, I don't know why Rashi has to do that. Why is Rashi doing that? If he's a nirtza, there isn't. But Meicher Atzmai has Giroi and Kesef. Meicher Atzmai has Giroi and Kesef. That Meicher Atzmai is only six. Maybe the Rambam's gonna. Maybe Rashi's passing like the Rambam. Pashtus be passing like the Tanakama. That it is even Yasser Al Shesh. Okay, it's just a Ha'ara. Neimalei ba'apei trei zil. You should say Zil, says Rashi, Lesli Alecha Midi, I have nothing on you, Viniftar. That's like a Mechila. And says the Gemara, Gufay Kani, Achigia Mechipushai, until the days of his vacation comes, עד שהגיע ימי חיפושוי, ולפי כך, הרב שמוכל על גירונים אינו מוכל, וצורך שחרור, ואם לאו, חויזו משתבד בוי. If he's not, doesn't do that, listen, he doesn't want to work him anyway, he's saying, I don't want you to work. Yeah, but he could change his mind. אם רוצה, לא שייך בוי מכיל הסמאמן, אלא לשן שחרור, וכי כסף ללשן שחרור, ונוסן לו נופק. Says Rashi, if he writes shichur and he goes out, it's going to work. To lo gora miknani to nofik b'shtar. To chsiva chuvshalot yitin lo gomer lo lamisha. Says Rashi, where'd you get shtar from? Where's shtar coming from? Rashi says shtar by an Eved Ivri is learned out from a shtar by Eved Knani. If Eved Knani works shtar, for sure Eved Ivri shtar is going to work. Lo gora miknani, says Rashi. So that's what this shtar is. It's a shtar. Shechur, the makor of it is Eved Kanani. Where does Eved Kanani come from?
Isha.
What
is Rashi?
What's
Rashi? When would I think?
Yeah.
Good.
What's Rashi's point? Gufa koni ad shigi mechi. Yeah, chora. That's such a thing as a gufa koni lizman. Well, maybe Rashi holds it's not so pashut. You can have such a metzias of gufa koni lizman. That was the havamina. It's not gufa koni. It's a chiddush here. It's called gufa koni ad shigi mechi pusa, which is chipucha, which is a chiddush. Like, how do you understand it? If it's afka, then it's not a chiddush because it's a gufa batsim koni la'olam. Sheish is mafkia, but Rashi holds sheish is a hagbala. Is there such a thing as gufa koni lizman? We spoke about this in Matan Amas Lahachzir. The Ktsois is Machadish, there's such a thing as a Kenyan guf lizman. Okay, maybe. It sounds like something, you know, forming over here. Okay, Rabbi Isai, so like as follows. So the Gemara is suggesting, what do you need the shtar for? Let him just say zil. What does the Gemara mean when he says, let him just say zil? It's clear the Gemara means it should work midin mechila. Why does the Gemara say, lemale ba'ape trey zil? Inami ba'ape beis dina zil? Does mechila needs to be ba'ape trey? So your mechil, someone has to be in front of two? Comes the Ran. And the Ran says, Avada Nat. We gave out the Ran yesterday. The Ran says, it's three lines on the bottom of the Ran, Videa Amrinon, Lemale Ba'ape Trey. This that we said, say in front of two. Lav le memra de mechila tzricha edim. That doesn't mean to say that mechila needs edim. And if you're mechil not in front of anyone, work. Davadai kol shemoide shemochaloi afilu beinoi le beinoi mehani. If there's no Edom, the Mechila is going to work. If Risadi al Shakri, Edom are just there for us to be able to verify that it happens. He calls that, that's called Edom Livirure, to verify, to clarify that it actually happened. But let's say he did it and there were no Edom there, for sure, the Mechila is Chal. El Hachi Nokat Bapetre Lomer, the Chiyama Le Bapetre Sagi. It's like, look, what do you want a shtar for? You want to be able to guarantee that he won't change his mind. So get Edom. But do you actually need Edom for the Mechira to be Chal, says the Ran?
No.
Reb Shmuel Rozovsky is a little bothered by this in the Gemara. Because why does the Gemara say, Lemele ba'ape trezil, inami ba'ape beidina zil? Why do you have to tell me, what is ape beidina? What are you giving me different ways to verify for? It's all just a question of verification, so it kind of bothers Reb Shmuel a little bit. I didn't see anyone really bring that line of the Gemara, Bape Beidina. It seems to be in the Gemara, but that's what Reb Shmuel's bothered by. If we look in the Tosfos Riazoken, there is a possibility Tosfos Riazoken is saying differently. Tosfos Riazoken is on the side of the Gemara, right on top. Ba'ape bei trei zil says the Tosfos Riazoken de kasal kadaitach de lesle schusa begavo. I thought he'd have a schus in the evidence begavo de evet. V'lo have ela kaloive. If that's true, v'lo melishtar shichur yomer leil b'fnei edim. Kidei shelo yachsor boy sheyelach. That is moichol. V'shamina mehad mechila yitzarach kinyan. I see from over here that Mechila doesn't need a kinyan. Okay, what's the Tosis Ri Hazaken saying? He says, Yoimelo b'fnei edim, kidei shelo yachsor boy, sheyelach, he should say that he is Moichel. What does the Tosis Ri Hazaken mean? It could be mean similar to the Ran. It just means, look, I want to be able to prove that I'm telling the truth. Or maybe it means something else. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Yud Tes, says, Mechila works, but only if we could tell from the Lashon that it's not said derech schoik or derech kalos. It has to be that the Mechila was said b'koyved. Mechila was said in like a serious fashion. Or maybe, you know, the Mechila was just, he didn't really mean it. What makes us know that he means the Mechila if it's said derech koyved? Maybe the Tosis Ri Hazaken says, what is our Gemara saying? Yom lefnei shnayim or lefnei shloisha. When is Mechila considered to be derech koyved? It's in front of Edim. Why is that called derech koyved? Because now he can't deny it. As long as I could deny it, so then I don't necessarily mean it. I'm just playing with you. But now that I can't deny it, so therefore it's clearly said derech koyved. One way is in front of Edom will make derech koyved. In front of Beis Din makes derech koyved. But if that's true, if there's no Edom there, so then the pshat is I could say that I didn't mean the mechila bechlal. I'll admit to you that I said it, but I didn't mean it.
Isn't that
what?
It would work without.
Then it won't work without the.
Kenyan will work, just that you don't even know how to prove it.
Could be it won't work then. The comment is I can't prove it, so then it won't work. I don't. Yeah, it could be there are other ways. Yeah, in a chanami, maybe. Could be. I don't know. What? No, the Ran seems to say clearly not like that. The Ran says it's just as purely livverure. It's in order for us to clarify. It seems like from the Tosis Ri Hazaken, maybe the pshat is if it's not done derech koyved, so then that's not called that it's a real mechila. Because a real mechila has to be done derech koyved. And over here, there's no koyved there. It's even if I say, that I meant it, but I'd come as it wasn't said derech koyved, it doesn't have a din of a mechila.
Why can't the Rami just to clarify that it was said seriously? If not, because then you can go back.
Because we're saying that if the Edom aren't there, then it doesn't even work. Because it's not, a mechila has to be derech koyved. If it's not derech koyved, it's not called a mechila.
Ron says, don't want to make sure it's not tzchayk.
No, he doesn't say the lashon of derech koyved. This is not tzchayk. Yeah. Yeah. So what we're understanding the pshat, the kolpon, of course, the Tosis Ri Hazaken is not mamish. Yitzchak, the Tosis Ri Hazaken is not mamish Rash, the Rambam. It's not the Rambam. But we're saying something al derech the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam yourself, you'll see why Tosis Ri Hazaken is not mamish the Rambam. Al kolponim, I'll show you. I have a raya to this, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm going to show you a raya. The vayla kolponim lefize pashtus is similar to the Ran, but we're going to try to make a machloikis here. Tosis Ri Hazaken and Ran, and perhaps we're going to say the machloikis is as follows. The Tosis Ri Hazaken continues and says, Mehasha minon de mechila ain't tzarech kinyan. From over here, I see Mechila doesn't need a kinyan. This is a big noise here in the Rishonim. Does Mechila need a kinyan or not need a kinyan? Tosfos says maybe it does need a kinyan, maybe it doesn't need a kinyan. There's a Mordechai that says it does need a kinyan. There's a whole shiloh if Mechila needs a kinyan or not. So what's the machloikas if Mechila needs a kinyan? Perhaps the Machloikis is Tully and Faust. Actually, I believe that it's the Kilas Yankov in the Stipler and Sanhedrin in Simon Hay says the Machloikis is telling the following thing. How do you understand Mechila? What is a Mechila? There's a famous Machane Ephraim. This is a classic Machane Ephraim. One of the classics declares, what's pshat a vintage Machane Ephraim? What's the pshat in Mechila? Is Mechila the pshat? You owe me 100,000? Say, Ach, Ben Moichel. Is the pshat in Mechila, I'm misalik myself, somehow there's a siluk here on a choiv? Or is the pshat in Mechila that I'm makne you back the choiv? The Machane Ephraim clears this chakira. And he says that l'chora nafkimina is, can I be moichel someone against his will? Let's say you owe me $100, and I say moichel. You say, I don't want you to be moichel. I'm moichel. I don't want you to moichel. I'm moichel anyway. Does the mechila work? What's the nafkimina? Nafkimina is if later I say, you know what, I changed my mind. I don't want to be moichel. You said no, so it's not the mechila. So like, if it's a siluk, then what? Then what? Bakachah should work. Nothing to do with you. I'm outing myself. But if the din of mechila is, I'm moicher back to you, I'm being machne back to you, so then lechayra, you're not koinin unless you want to be koinin. So comes the Achilles Yankov and says, look, does mechila need a kinyan? If mechila is just a siluk, so maybe siluk doesn't need a kinyan. All I'm doing is being masalik myself. But if mechila is, I'm being makne to him. I'm makne to him. Shneid a kinyan. Says the Tosis Riyazakin mehashaminan that mechila doesn't need a kinyan. So Rabbi Sech Trachta said, this is a little bit of a chiddush, but I was thinking perhaps as follows. Perhaps as follows. If you understand that a mechila is a kinyan, so then for a person to say, I was just joking, is a strange thing. We never say a person does a kinyan and he says he's just joking. You did a kinyan. It's serious because it's a kinyan. And a kinyan is serious. I could say I never said it. Maybe Kamakash and say I never said it. It's not true. You need Adam to verify that I said it. But to make it being done, b'derech koyved, that at commas there's a kinyan, the kinyan is itself derech koyved. I can't say I was joking. I did a kinyan. If it's just a siluk, so there's no kinyan happening here. So the same way we could say, by odas baldin kimei edim dami. If I don't do it in front of Bezdin, I don't do it in front of Edim, I say I was just joking, I was maida. I didn't mean it. Also over here, I said I'm a salik. There's no kinyan that happened. I said it, so what? I didn't mean it. If there's a kinyan, so then we have a harder time saying that he could say he was just joking. You did a maisa kinyan over here. Says the Tosis Riyazakin, you don't need a maisa kinyan. If you don't need a maisa kinyan, so then what made this into a real mechila? It has to be done derech koyved. What does derech koyved mean? It has to be in front of Edom. Okay. Kenzain, Rabbi, so we'll see more nagei to this. So it says as follows. According to the way that we have the Gemara started off suggesting the shtar is a shtar on the mamon. And the Gemara said, no, it's a shtar shichrur. What is a shtar shichrur? Rashi says, where is it learned from? Says Rashi, it's learned from Eved Ivri, Eved Kanani, who's learned from Isha, because Eved Ivri gufay kani, and you can't just do a mechila. Reb Leib over here brings the Rambam, and it's a very bizarre Lashon in the Rambam. It's kedai for us to see the Lashon of the Rambam inside Rabbi Yisai. He brings two Rambams. He gave it to Reb Leib, everyone should have one. He brings two different Rambams, and Reb Leib says, what's going on in the Rambam? Rabbi Perek Dalet, Alocha Dalet, says that Isha is Migara'as Pidyoina V'yoitza. And then he continues, V'im Kasav Lo Shtar Shichur Omoch Lo Al Shar Yoitze Chinom Kevet. Now you're talking about Migara'as Pidyoina, and then you like switch automatic gear straight into Shtar Shichur. What's going on over here? And what does Shtar Shichur have to do with Moch Lo Al Shar? What? My Inyan Mechilas Moman Al Shar Ladin Shtar Shichur. Ma'inyan, zelazeh, shaykhis. There's no shaykhis over here. What's the Rambam doing? Question number one. And he says, v'chein, we're going down a few lines, behalacha yud aleph perik beis. The Rambam does the same thing. Kosav harav. Kosav. Harav shemochol le'eved ala kesef shenisholoi la'avod kenegdoi eno mocholoi. You cannot be mochol. Ad sheyichtov loy shtar shechur. Can't be moichel until you write a shtar shechur. What's that? Shtar shechur is a whole different thing. What do you mean you can't be moichel until you write a shtar shechur? You can't be moichel. You could be meshachur him. Keitzad hari shekano b'shisha v'avet shano yishtayim v'amaloi shar hadamim mechulim lecha leichkedarach loy niftar mishibudoi. If he just says to him leichkedarach, it's not niftar. Ad sheyichtoiv loy shtar. So says Reb Leib. Mashma lechoyra midvarov. The star shichur shall evet ivri, have a star shall mechilas hamamain oyashibul vitzorachin. Sounds like this star we're talking about is a star on the mechila or the shibur. We're going to see. He's saying, the Rambam is saying something else. And he says, V'niro bazeh al pidivre ma'arit taf tezayin shekos of the farish din shtar demoyo le'evet ivri whom he din giroyen kesef. And mefarish da shtar shalevet ivri is not shtar shichru shalevet kanayni. This is a shtar mechila. That now explains. Haino, came on the Eved Ivri Gufay Kani Imkain Ein Mechila Bidvarim Moyeles. Ubin on Shtar al Mechilas Hashibud. Umoichlo Hashibud Bishtar. Vidin Hayetziu Midin Girayan Kesef. He's saying as follows. We learned the Gemara saying that when the Gemara started off thinking it was Mechila, says the Gemara, Eved Gufay Kani, therefore it's not Mechila, it's Shtar Shechur. Says the Rabbi Rit, that's not Shan in the Gemara. The Gemara is sticking with the fact that it's still Giroy and Kesef. And it's still working Midin Mechila. It's just Mechila by pair won't work. You need a Mechila Bishtar. That's the Pshat. Okay. So Rabbi Sai will explain as follows. There's a few things. We said yesterday, it's Marid that you see the Rabbi Leib inside. He's Mamish Mechavin to the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid understood. The Gemara brings a Tana. The Tana says, Eved Ivri is Koina Atzmai, Kesef, Shava Kesef, and Bishtar. We thought that's a random brisa. So Tosfos Rit says it's not a random brisa. Those three are three ways of doing Giroy and Kesef. So Tosfos Rit said Giroy and Kesef can be done with Kesef, Bishava Kesef, or Bishtar. Well, hold on a second, time out. At the end of the day, the Shtar is a Shtar Shikur. There's nothing to do with Giroy and Kesef. Feistachoy's name. What he's learning is that even the Maskona, the Shtar that's working, is Midin Giroy and Kesef. It's not working Midin Shtar Shikur. Like the learned out of Eved Kanani. And Afka, I mean, it would be as follows. Where is Eved Kanani learned out of?
Isha.
Shtar is learned out from Isha. There's a din Isha's shtar has to be written Lishma. Because of law. So if Isha's shtar has to be written Lishma, and Eved Kanani's shtar has to be written Lishmai. Eved Kanani's shtar has to be written Lishmai. Eved Ivri's shtar has to be written Lishmai. Why? Because the old and Eved Ivri's shtar is learned out from where? Eved Kanani, according to Rashi, has to be Lishma. Mashenkin, according to the way we're saying in Rambam, it's a whole different star. This is not the star shikur of a Eved Kanani just being over here superimposed on Eved Ivri. It's a different thing. It's a Mechila Bishtar. It's a Mechilas Momoin. Mechilas Momoin doesn't have to be Lishma. A major nafka mina between Rashi and Rambam. I understand a lot better the Gemara, at least in my little world. I understand the Gemara. Why the Gemara had a Havamina? That the Shtar we're talking about is Kosav Shtar Adami. Hai Shtar Hechi Dami. I mean, right away when I saw shtar, I figured out it's a shtar shichur. That was easy for me to figure out. Gemara took a while till the Gemara got there. No, it's not a kasha. But Levi the Rambam, it's because this is not a shtar shichur. This is just another form of giroy and kesef. So if you're doing giroy and kesef, the most obvious shtar is kasa shtar adome. That's a giroy and kesef. So Gemara, no, it's a new type of giroy and kesef. It's a shichur, which means a mechila. The Rambam will also answer a question the Rishonim ask. Rabbi say, it says in the Mishnah, how is it that an Eved Ivri is Koina Atzmai? What does it say? Koina Atzmai, Bishanim, Yoival, and Giroin Kesef. What's missing in the Mishnah?
Shtar.
Rishonim asked this Kasha. So Tosfos says, okay, because Shtar works Midaitoi, and the other ones are Bal Korchai. Tosfos says, "Lefi the Rambam, it's not shver, because what's shtar? A form of girayin kesef. It says it in the Mishnah. It says shanim yoyvon girayin kesef. Nichlal girayin kesef is kesef shava kesef and shtar." The shaila though is Rabbi. So what's left, which shver, and the Rabbi Ari Leib doesn't answer it. He just leaves us alone. What does this mean? Mechila bechsav. What does that mean? Mechila works, doesn't work. Evidently gufa kani, which means that mechila, we learned it means, and now mechila doesn't work, because it's gufa kani. Sounds like Rabbi Leib is saying, listen, because gufa kani, therefore mechila is not going to work, bapeh, but now mechila is going to work, bechsav. What's the hagdar on this? What's the pshat on this? So, l'choira, this is going to go keneged what we see in the ktsois and simin.
According to the Rambam, you write mechila b'shtar, you write...
But that's a mechila. That's
mechila.
That's anyway mavur in the Gemara. The Gemara, that's a lashon of mechila. Because the Gemara says, in Tosfos, it's mavur in Tosfos.
Yeah.
It's a lashon. Not only is it a lashon of mechila, it's a mechila atzma. Tosfos understood it's a lashon of mechila. He's saying it's mamish of mechila.
What does the Gemara mean when it says, because we're all in the So
the Fila Rabbah is going to mean Mechila Bepeh is not a Mechila. But Rabbi Shemoichel is going to have to add a word. Bepeh ain't a Mechila. But if he's Mechila Bechsav, it's going to be a Mechila. That's what it comes out according to the Rambam. The Shaila is, I don't understand. If evidently Gufa Kanoi, so let's take a look. The Ktsois explains our Gemara. He's bringing a Ma'arik. It's not really a Ktsois, it's really the Ma'arik. And he's bringing over here the following thing. It says, can I be Michael someone my car? I want to be Michael to you.
No.
Why not? So says the Ma'arik, could only be Michael if someone owes you something. But something that you have, you can't be Michael.
Shouldn't that be Tony and Bachelor's before?
We're going to see that in a minute. Could only be Michael something that you have. But something that someone owes you. But something that you have, I can't be Michael it. Mechila doesn't work on something that I have. Memela says the Ma'arik. That's Pshat and Gemara. Evid every gufay kani. What does that mean, gufay kani? I have something. Therefore, Mechila won't work. If he owes me work, I could be Michael. You don't have to work for me. But if I have gufay kani, I have his guf. I can't be Michael in his guf. Doesn't work. That's what the Ma'arik understands. The Ktsois, meaning the Ma'arik. What?
Ma'arik.
Yeah, but I own a goal. I own something. So if I own something, I can't be Ma'arik.
The Mechil is on the Grand Kassel, though. It's on the
there's no, but I own the goof. So how do I? So what does it mean? I'm Michael the Giron Kesef. Hold on a second. But the Gemara seems to be saying is as follows. We're going to get back to you in a minute. I think you're stepping. You're skipping. That's Pshat in our Gemara Kipshutai. Gemara is saying either you could just be Michael the Avoida. You can't be Michael the Avoida. So therefore, you need to do Shichur. Because Mechil is not going to help. Goof kind of means I own something. If I own something, so then Mechil is not going to help.
Shiva's still on the other.
He doesn't. He does not. I own it. He doesn't owe it to me. I own your car. So do you owe me the car or I own it?
I'm here. What do you own it?
I'm owning the goof. Goof like honey. I own the goof.
Shouldn't my grand castle be also in his... Shouldn't he always in his star even my grand castle? Then if he owns the goof? Yeah, just because I need money, so I sold the goof.
No.
How do you get...
No, yeah, Bada, yeah. Yeah. Same way it was bought Mitchila. Same way it was bought Mitchila. I could buy your car. I could sell it back to you. I can't be Michael your car once I bought it. I bought the car from you. I can't be Michael the car.
But how can you do
Balkarcha
then?
That's the Chiddush. You can do Balkarcha. It's a Chiddush. This is what the Ma'arik says, Rabbi Yisai. Ma'arik says, that's Pshat in our Gemara. That's Pshat in our Gemara. Now we have to understand what in the world is Rabbi Yisai saying. Now that it's Bishtar, now the Mechila works. But Mechila doesn't work on something that's Gufay Kanoi. Seems like the Rambam has a whole different Pshat in the Gemara.
It's not going to be Nechron and Metaltalon, though. You said metaltalin, you can't do mechila b'peh.
Anything, nothing that you own, you can't do mechila b'peh.
It says over here metaltalin.
Anything, karka also can't do mechila b'peh.
Huh?
Anything. No.
It's metaltalin.
So Rabbi Sai, it could be Pshat. Echmein is Pshat in the Rambam is Azeh. I'm only going to give you Ascholas Dvarim. Rabbi Sai, if the other one wants to try to figure it out, I can figure out, like, I think the Pshat in the Rambam is as follows. We cleared a Chakira, what is Mechila? Is Mechila a Siluk or is it a Hakna? If Mechira is a Siluk, then it doesn't make sense that Mechila is going to work with a shtar. Now is a shtar. Now all of a sudden Mechila is going to work more on something that's Gufay Kanoi. It doesn't. How does that siluk work? What is that? What is that? What? How does this? This doesn't make any sense. This Rambam. The Choyer Pshat in Rabbi Yaleib is as follows. He understood that Mechila is a hakna. Norvas, when I'm doing a hakna on a choyv, I could do hakna on a choyv bal peh. But when I'm doing hakna, and it's not just on a choyv, it's gufay konoy, then the hakna has to be bichsav. When I'm doing it, if I hold Evid Ivri, it's ain't gufay konoy, it's just a choyv. So just be moichel a choyv. I can be moichel a choyv with hakna bepeh. What? Ah, so that's the shayla. We said before, if you hold zakno, you need a kinyan. You have to know what if there's some sort of kinyan happening over here, or if this is the chiddush that even though there's such a thing as a kinyan about be'amira, if it needs less gemiras das because it's less of a bailus, could be. It's a good question. That's what I'm saying. We didn't fully finish over here. The Rambam says mechila works without a kinyan. So maybe the Rambam should hold Tzilukos without a kinyan. But this Muchach Rambam is not like that. It seems like certain kinyanim you could do Bedibur, Amiras L'Gavoya, Kimras L'Hedyet, maybe certain kinyanim. If it's a Shvach or a kinyan, it's only a Choyv. Maybe on a Choyv you could do a kinyan with only Bedibur. But over here, it's Evid Ivri Gufay Kanoy. Thus Gufa is telling us that we need it to be it has to be with a Shtar. Because Bedibur alone, the kinyan is not going to work. The Mechila helps. Now that I'm doing the Mechila, Bechsaf. And Memela, if that's the Pshat, there's a Hakna over here, Mikoyach the Shtar. Says the Rambam, so that's Midin Gura and Kesef. Now it's working Midin Gura and Kesef. So how exactly the Giroyan works is the Pshat that he's Moichel him on the Giroyan? Is he being Moichel on the Giroyan? What's the Mechil exactly working on? Is he being Maknet him? Is he Moichel on the Giroyan or is he being Moichel on the Evid himself? That exactly still needs a little bit of hezbollah. But the Choyra, this is Pshat and Bayaleh. Okay. Tosfos here, however, goes with a whole different mahalach. What does Tosfos say? Let's see Tosfos inside. Tosfos says, Leimele ba'ape trezil. Tema. Amai porach gemara. Leimele ba'ape trezil. Amai lo porach v'afkirenu. Even Evid Kanani works hefker. According to Shmuel, ain't talk at Shichur, Perak Ashalech, Valamali Shtara. Look, you could ask a very simple question. Just be mafker him. Why don't you just mafker him? Why does the Gemara ask Leim Lapi Treis Hill? Why doesn't the Gemara ask me mafker? That's this question. But I say, why is mafker a better question than Zil? Why is it a better question? Why is it a better question? So what's wrong with Mechila? Mechila works.
Not according to
what
just said.
In the Havamina Mechila works.
How does it come into the Fetish of Gufa Kanoi? It's a Fetish that you buy for 6 years.
It
could just be that the reason why
you go with
that is Mechila.
He needs Gufa Kanoi.
You avoid this
problem.
What do you mean?
We're only going to the Fetish because nothing else to say how the Shtar works. We have to come into the Fetish of Gufa
Kanoi.
No, we're saying why do you need Shtar? Because you could be Moichel. So if you also could be Moichel, you're still going to have to come on to Gufa Kanoi. As a matter of fact, Gufa Kanoi isn't going to help you even.
It's easier to say.
Need Gufa Kanoi to be Hefker.
How can you be Hefker if you're old?
What? It doesn't work Bal Korcha. He has to be Mafkirim.
Bal Korcha the Evid.
Who cares who works Bal Korcha? Not Bal Korcha. Why does it have to work Bal Korcha the Evid? Seder, why does it have to work Bal Korcha? That's his kasha. I'd rather be working. What's his kasha, Bechlal? So says the Marsha. Says the Marsha, listen to this. If you're Michael, how many people have to be there?
Two.
If you're Mafkir, how many people have to be there? Not two. We don't pass in three, he says, according to Mandom, we don't pass in three, you don't pass in two. So then, it's easier. And it's very mashman Toysis that. That's the question. Look, what does Toysis say? Says Toysis, Tema, my parach begomorrah, lema le ba'ape tre zil. Toysis is, say in front of two, leave. Why does Toysis say, lema le ba'ape? Toysis seems to be saying, the kasha is, your kasha, you need that there should be two people there. I have a better question. You don't need anyone there. Let him just be Mafkir. And Mafkir doesn't need Ape Trey.
But the Mechila doesn't need people. The Mechila is not coming.
What?
There was a riot.
Oh, so hold on a second. You don't need two people to prove that he was Mafkir? Of course you do. So what's the difference? It seems that the Marsha's understanding that when the Toysis says Ape Trey, the Ape Trey are there for what? To make that the mechilas chal. Says Toysis, mechil to be chal needs ape trei. Mafkir to be chal doesn't need ape trei. Mafkir doesn't have to be in front of two. Only mechila. But if that's true, then Toysis is understanding, if that's Pshat and Toysis, that the two that we need are not just there to prove that it happened. Because for to be mafkir also you need two to prove that it happened. Elamai, the two are somehow making that the mechila is a mechila. This is the hechrich to say that someone argues on the Ran. If the Marsha is right. You can say another pshat the Marsha says. And what Tosis' question is. Marsha says, look, what you said to me, when you said Mechila, the Gemara is going to end up avoiding Mechila by saying Gufay Kani. But can a person be Mafkir and Eved if Gufay Kani? Yes. So your answer doesn't answer for Hefker. So what Tosis means to ask is, I've got a better question than you because your answer is not really going to be work for what I'm suggesting. That's what Tosis means. In other words, Tosis' kasha is not really when the Gemara presents the question. The question of Mechila is a great question. Equally good. But the answer you're giving that's going to work for Mechila is not going to work for Mafkir, so why don't you now suggest Mafkir? That's the other pshat of the Marsha. It's not so mashman Tosis. Tosis is going in the kasha. But if you look at the Tosis HaRosh, Tosis HaRosh brings this whole discussion only on the answer. He brings the Gemara's answer. Evidim Begufakani, Mechila doesn't help. Frek Tosis HaRosh, hold on a second, forget Mechila. What about Mafkir? Okay, the Tosis HaRosh Taka presents it on the Gemara's Teretz. Tosis seems to be presenting it on the Gemara's Kasha. So the Marsha is a different pshat. He says, yeah, because it's a better Kasha to ask for Mafkir. Mafkir doesn't need Ape Trey. Akoponim asoy frek toisis. Says toisis, what about this din of a mafkir avdo? And don't tell me hefker doesn't work, because if hefker works by nochri, by Evid Kanani, it's going to work over here. Either is a man d'armer that holds mafkir avdo yotzel ches v'tzorach get shechur. That's only Evid Kanani, because Evid Kanani has needs hafkas iser. You have to be mafkia the kinyan iser. Evid Ivri doesn't have hafkas iser. Says toisis. Doesn't have, of course, Isser. So for sure, everyone's going to agree, you're Mafki, you're Evid Ivri, you're done. That's Tosis' Kasha. Freck the Stipler has a Kasha in Simuch Abdali. He says, hold on a second. When you're Mafki, you're Evid Kanani. Now that you're Mafki, who does he belong to?
No, himself.
Who does he belong to?
He's kind of himself.
He is now up for grabs. You were Mafkirim. He's up for grabs. If he is not quick enough on the draw, someone else gets him.
How could that be?
So the Gemara speaks about if he's a cotton. A cotton. A cotton can't be kind himself.
Why not?
Why can't a cotton be kind himself?
He can't be
Das Makna.
How can a cotton
Das
Makna?
No, he's Mafkir. He's not Makna.
Rabbi, how can a cotton ever be what again?
No.
Evid Kanani. Maybe that case would work with Mafkir. The Gemara's case is where Nir dies. The Gemara's case is
Therefore what?
Adon is where Nir dies, but if Adon is Mafkir, maybe Das Mafkir.
Pashtus, Mafkir is not Das Mafkir. There's a Rashi, it says Mafkir is Daftan, but Kipshuto is not. Akoponim, Frechter, the stipler. So Zol Zainai was mafker him, but how is he going to be coin himself? Now, an Eved Kanani can be coin himself by going like this. Boom, you give yourself a hug. Right, or you're a Zoycha Ba'atzmoy, but that's only an Eved Kanani, it's Koine B'Chazaka. Because if someone else wants to be Koine an Eved Kanani, he does that to the Eved Kanani, does Chazaka, so he can do Chazaka to himself, or whatever, just be himself. But Eved Ivri can't be Koine B'Chazaka, so he's got an Eved Ivri, someone's mafker him, now he's walking around just being like, who's Eved Ivri? Anyone's. So how is he Koine himself? He's not Koine B'Mashicha. He's not Koine B'Mashicha. So how is it? So you need something to be. So how does that work? So you can't just be mafkir yourself. You're going to end up still in twilight zone in no man's land. As I frecht the Kilis Yankov comes along. The Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman. So the sein gesund und stark. Rabbi Leib says Erzo. He says an Eved Ivri be'etzem. It's not really shayach an Eved Ivri to be owned. An Eved Ivri, really, a Jew, really, a Yid, owns himself. When it's Chadesh, a Parsha, that someone can get a Kinyan in an Eved Ivri. But the moment that no one has that Kinyan, he automatically is himself. It happens automatically. Eved Kanani, you can own an Eved Kanani, you can beat your Eved Kanani, you can do whatever you want to Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani, when we say Guva Kanani, it's Mamish, you own him like you own a sack of potatoes. Mamish Azeh. And Eved Ivri, it's not like that. So once the bilus comes off, says Reb Aaron Leib, he automatically becomes a regular yid. Because anyway, was he a regular yid? The shaila is now the stipel comes to question number two, which is as follows: there's a concept called hefker that has to be lakoil. I can't be mafkir only to one sector. Like a person's mafkir la'aniyim velo la'ashirim. I'm mafkir this object, I'm mafkir my hat, only for poor people. For rich people, I'm not mafkir it. Hefker has to be working for all sectors.
You can't make a
hefker?
Tonight.
That might be something else. I don't know. It's not hefker tonight. It's a hefker l'chatzoyin. So he's saying over here, how can he be mafkrid? Who's going to be koina? Who's the only one who could be koina? Himself. That's a hefker l'aniyim v'loy l'ashirim. You're only being mafkrid to one sector. The hefker shouldn't work. Azoy frekt the stipler. Schoira. The stipler is coming after the Chiddush of Aaron Leib. If you're telling me that Enoch Anami, there's only one person going to be Koine, and that's he himself. So basically, you're making a Hefker only for one sector. Comes along the Achilles Yankov, and he says, listen, Lom de Shazach. Hefker l'aniyim v'lo l'ashirim. It's not a pshat that you can't have something that only one person can be Zoich in it. It's that you can't be mafkir it in a way that you're holding it back. I'm saying, this is Hefker. What does Hefker mean? It's not
mine.
Only for Aniyim. What does that mean? For Ashirim, it is mine. So is it yours or it's not mine? Kind of, not really. That doesn't work. You have to say, I'm giving up. Now, if when you said, I'm giving up, only one person is going to have an ability to get it, it's not your problem. You did a Maisa Hefker. The din of Hefker l'aniyim v'lo l'ashirim is not the pshat that it can't be Chal Hefker l'aniyim v'lo l'ashirim. You can't do a Maisa Hefker l'aniyim v'lo l'ashirim. When I'm after him, I said, you're Hefker, buddy. You're out of here. I don't care who gets you. Grada, the only person who could get him is himself. But in my Maisa Hefker, it's a Maisa Hefker in Godson. We thought in the Kash Hefker and Yivlo Lashirim is a problem, and the Chalois Hefker can't be Chal Chatzoyin. Dr. Baron Leib, nein. Dr. Stipler, Menach, nein. It's a problem in the Maisa Hefker can't be Chatzoyin. Once the Maisa Hefker is in Gansin, even if only one person is going to end up being able to get him, it's not a Chisorin. Fine. So then we understand Toysis is suggesting you should be able to be Mafker. What does Toysis answer? V'yeish lomer denach anami. Miu we have a kosha. Miu lo have a kosha lomali shtar. Left give a hefker. We never had that question of what you should use that. You're right, hefker works, says Toysis. Hefker taco works, but that doesn't bother us. The pshita, the yesh yitzias acheris, levad mi shtar. There's other yitzias aside from shtar. You could taco use hefker, it's different. Elohochi kashale, av kishabo lo yitzio bishtar. Loman li shtar. Even if you're talking coming to be maitim with a shtar, but what do you need a shtar for? Oy soy loshen hakosav bishtar dehainu harei at ben choyrin harei atah ben choyrin harei at bas choyrin whatever it is harei at laatzmich kedatnan b'amagarish. What's the loshen of a shtar? Harei atah ben choyrin harei at ben choyrin harei at laatzmich. Oy soy loshen atzmoy yoyim eloy bal peh tisal kadaitach in a tzorach ela mechila kuma mechila schoy ba'alma. What was the Gemara's question? The Gemara said, listen. Listen. You're telling me you're going to write a shtar? What do you have to write a shtar for? Just say it. You don't have to write. And a chanami, you want to do hefker, random other thing. You want to go a different route. I'm not saying you can't go other routes. I'm not saying it has to be davka with pen. But once you're telling me that this route is with a pen, why does this route have to be then? Exactly what you want to do, just do bepeh. I say loshen atzmai. And I'm a megarsh. I say loshen atzmai yomer loy balpeh. The salka daikla deina tzarach ela mechila kama mechila skoy balma. Lo besoif the masik everu vaguva kani loshen akasav shtayin amoy lo balpeh. So the maskana. Can a person free a slave bepeh? This is a little bit of a trick question. Maskana of Taisus. Can a person free a slave bepeh?
Yes.
Evid Ivri. Bepeh. You can be mafker. Can a person free a slave with the lashon of Hare at Ben Choyrin?
No.
Yes. Can't do it at all? Yes. With that language. Bechsiva. Bechsiva, you can. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question on Taisus. Everybody say, and this is, I think, going to bring out the emes of the pshat and Taisus as follows: can a person free a slave balpeh,
yeah,
with mechila? It can work bepeh. Can a person free a slave with the words Hare at Ben Chayrin? Yes, if you write it. So I don't understand. You're telling me I can free a slave bepeh. So why do I have to write the words Hare at Ben Chayrin? If the words work, let them work bepeh. Doesn't work bepeh, but it does work bepeh because mechila works bepeh. No, but this doesn't work bepeh. This needs a shtar. But this lashon, you're telling me, is a good lashon. So I come as I can do a bepeh. Why do I over here need? Why do I have to write it for? Hold on a second. The lashon Hare at Ben Chayrin works. Does this lashon work? Yes. And you're showing me that you don't need necessarily to use ksiva, because you could use mechila. So if this lashon works, why does this lashon only work bechsav? What's the pshat in that? This lashon only works bechsav. If you tell me you need a shtar, okay, you need a shtar. But I'm saying you don't need a shtar. You could just be moichel. You could just be mafkir without a shtar. Just be mafkir, fine. So I don't need a shtar. Okay, this lashon is a good lashon, great lashon. So I'm going to say it. No, don't say it. Why not? You have to write it. Why do I have to write it for?
The shtar is a kinyan. That's not a kinyan.
He's not. Hefker's a Kenyan.
Hefker is not mechila.
So I don't understand. You're telling me that mechila, that hefker works bepeh. So you're telling me that in order to do a Kenyan, you don't need it to have a shtar. You could do a bepeh. Now you're telling me you're going to do Ariat Ben Chayrin. So just do a bepeh. At Kamas, you're telling me that it's going to work. So what's the difference? Why does this have to be b'shtar? This Rabbi Sai, we will continue with and more, hopefully tomorrow.